I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. You may know about Indonesia's recent landslide on the island of Java. Well, combined with widespread flooding, more landslides are expected to come. Java is home to many of FMI's partner churches, and FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
After a landslide, obviously the Christian community wants to be known for being a help to their neighbors. So the good thing is that the Christians are in these various areas, and they're already mobilized because they already live there. So they make up the rescue teams. They make up people who try and help the survivors in an aftermath. The Christians are right in there in the thick of it.
As these Christians are being the hands and feet of Jesus, you can help by donating to FMI's Disaster Relief Fund at missionnews.org. February's earthquake in the Philippines continues to terrify the region with aftershocks. Operation Mobilization's National Director in the Philippines, Sally Ababa, says they're training youth leaders in their Operation Safe VBS curriculum.
It is focused on allowing the children understand about calamities and disasters. Alongside with that, they would then understand that while it is dangerous, that they have actually someone to go to. They have some friends that they can talk to, and they have Bible verses that they can hold on so that they don't need to be afraid.
These classes available to all children are also a chance to share the gospel. Learn where you fit in at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you to share the gospel by cooking a meal. Get your free cookbook when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.